The World This Week, Business.
Saudi Arabia said it would cut oil production by another 1 million barrels a day from next month, furthering its effort to shore up oil prices. Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates swiftly followed with their own reductions. OPEC's deal with Russia last month, which ended their abrupt price war and made record cuts to output, has done little to increase prices. Brent crude is trading at around $30 a barrel, half its level in mid-February. Saudi Aramco reported that its net profit had fallen by 25% year-on-year in the first quarter to $16.7 billion. The state-controlled oil company will still pay a shareholder dividend, most of which goes to the Saudi government. With oil revenue sinking, the government is looking at other ways to raise money and has tripled the kingdom's value-added tax rate to 15%. America officially lost 20.5 million jobs in April. The number for just 1 month dwarfs the 8.6 million jobs that were lost over the whole of 2008 and 2009 during the financial crisis. The unemployment rate has soared to 14.7%, the highest since the Second World War. Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, conceded that it could hit 25% in the coming months, a level last seen during the Depression. Stock markets took fright after Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, warned that more stimulus from Congress will be required. The Democrats have proposed an extra $3 trillion in spending, though their plan is not supported by Republicans. Despite avoiding a prolonged lockdown, the South Korean economy shed almost 500,000 jobs in April, the most since 1999 at the tail end of the Asian financial crisis. The pandemic has created a wartime situation in the economy, said the country's president, Moon Jae-in. Britain's economy was 2% smaller in the first quarter than in the previous 3 months, the fastest rate of contraction since the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009. However, the figure only captured a glimpse of the chaos caused by COVID-19. Britain's lockdown began in late March. The economy was 5.8% smaller in that month than it was in February. Forecasters think the economy could shrink by 20 to 30% in the second quarter. A study by academics at the London Business School found that household spending has plunged by 40 to 50% during the crisis.